You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
A special guest here for an interview. This is, well, would you just like to introduce yourself?
G'day, I'm Katie. I am a drug checker. I work for Disc Trust checking people's drugs.
Awesome. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what the Disc Trust is?
Yes. So we were formerly part of the New Zealand Needle Exchange, but not anymore. We are pretty much just a harm reduction service. We offer drug checking and we offer STI screening, so HIV, Hep C and syphilis screening we do. And we also do, we have a GP clinic down here in Dunedin as well.
Awesome. So, like, I'm just curious, what are the actual, like, what is the process of this, like, the services you offer? What could you come in here to, you know, if you're experiencing specific
yes.
things? Or
so basically drug checking is for anyone who uses drugs, typically illicit drugs, but if you bring it in, I'll try and check it. So what you'll do is you'll come in with your sample. You also don't have to have a sample if you're nervous and don't want to carry around drugs, but you want to check us out. We're always happy to just come in and have a chat, have a coffee, see what we're all about. So you'll bring it in, come in, sit down, and depending on what format your substance is in, crystals, powders, pills, all of that, we use something called an FTIR spectrometer to check your drugs. And basically what that does is it uses an infrared light to look at the chemical fingerprint of the drug.
It's advanced.
Yes, very cool. Very fun. And then we've got like computer software that'll tell us, run it through a database, tell us what your sample matches and how confident it is of that match. And from there, we can sort of manipulate, poke and prod and see if there's anything else in there. We also have test strips. So for things like fentanyl, nitazines, benzodiazepines, we have test strips to detect tiny amounts of those. And if we can't find any of your active sample on the spectrometer, we can use things called reagents, which if you've ever bought one of those easy test kits from Cosmic, it's basically just those.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Yeah, that's super detailed. Thank you. I feel like people might be like, just instinctively hesitant to, you know, go to Disc, just based on the idea that, I don't know, they might not want to talk about someone if they're doing illicit drugs.
Yeah, but absolutely.
Do you just, like, want to clear the air?
Yes, it is completely 100% legal.
Yes.
We are protected by law, government funded, and everything is confidential. I won't remember your face if you come in and see me as a client. If I see you in the street, if you say hi, I'll say hi back. I will not say hi first. Your presence at a drug checking clinic cannot be used against you in a court, and neither can any results generated at a drug checking clinic. They are inadmissible in court as well.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's super important to have this kind of thing. You don't want to be taking, you know, unknown substances and
exactly.
have whatever awful side effect. You hear all kinds of stories like that, Dunedin.
Exactly. It's always better, peace of mind, knowing what you're taking before
yeah.
you take it.
Like if you're, you know, hitting up a street party or something and you're like, you know, maybe I'll bust out this drug, get it checked first.
Yes.
It's super, super important.
It's really fast. It only takes about 5 minutes. We can get you in and out. We'll also give you a harm reduction conversation when you come in. So we'll chat a little bit about your experience with the drug you've brought in, sort of what it's been like for you, what sort of dose you like to go for, how you like to take it. And we'll talk about risks and ways to mitigate those and make sure you have a safe, healthy, happy time.
Amazing. I have a question for you. Just how did you get into this? What like compelled you to
yes.
start this line of work?
Great question. I actually, you guys will be familiar with Know Your Stuff. They run drug checking clinics as well at OUSA Clubs
yes.
and Socks monthly or so. So I actually volunteered with them when I was a student. So I started volunteering with them back in 2020. And I got really into it. I really liked it. I love the science of it, and I love the community of it.
Yeah.
We're all peers here at DISC, so we all have lived or living experience of drug use. So it's a really nice way to connect with people and like-minded people, have fun conversations. So I volunteered with Know Your Stuff for like a few years until I finished uni, and then this job opened up with DISC when we started our continuous drug checking service back in 2023.
Yeah. You just celebrated your 3-year
yeah.
anniversary, I believe.
So exciting.
Yeah.
I think I worked it out. I think we've seen 13,000 samples
Whoa.
Across our 3 sites in those 3 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah, very, very
wow.
cool. At least half of those were MDMA.
Yeah.
We like our Indian money.
Yes. How did the trust, like, come to be?
That's a great question. It's well before my time.
Yeah. So what was the needle? What was it
called?
Yeah,
we were part of the Needle Exchange program. Yeah. So the Needle Exchange program happened in the 80s, I believe.
Yeah.
As a
I think it was 87.
HIV
like that.
Epidemic. Yeah. And basically, it was the management sort of changes year to year, but there are trusts responsible for different areas of the country and responsible for distribution of injecting equipment, clean injecting equipment. And we were part of that down here until October of last year. And now we're drug checking and sexual health is mainly what we're focusing on at the moment.
Awesome. So where can people, like, find Devo?
Yes, so
And how can you get contacted?
Work out of Devo. So currently Devo is at 278D King Edward Street. You'll know it's us. We've got a big vending machine outside, and then we have a nice bright purple door. We are actually moving mid-June to 658 Princes Street, the old GoBus Hub offices. Yeah. So we'll be moving then, so we have to find us.
Is it a little closer?
Yes, yeah. It's quite a bit closer. Yeah. It's actually a really good location. Good parking there too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're on King Edward Street. You can contact us if you want to contact anyone on the drug checking team at DISC. So that's nationally, drugchecking@nznep.org.nz. If you want to contact me directly, I'm katie@nznep.org.nz. My name's spelled C-A-T-Y. That one gets people out sometimes. Or you can ring us at Devo on 03...
I've got the number. 03-479-2300.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. I always forget phone numbers.
Oh, me too. I think I remember them and then no.
I just know mine and my mum's and that's it.
Amazing. You probably know Pizza Hut's number. I was talking to someone about that.
No, actually, that's funny. I only just recently got into pizza, which is weird to say, but I didn't like cheese for the longest time.
What got you into it?
My girlfriend started working at Subway, and then she was like, okay, you just have to start putting mozzarella on your sandwiches because it's so much better. And then I did, and I was like, you know what? You're right.
Your eyes have been opened.
Yeah. So I've been kind of awakened to the possibilities. Yeah. Is there any other, like, important information that people should know about the DISC Trust or just, you know, drug culture in Dunedin in general?
Drug culture in Dunedin, yes. We love our MDMA down here, which is great. We also love mixing our MDMA with alcohol down here.
Yeah.
And that's something I talk to a lot of clients about, is that is quite risky to mix. I mean, it's risky to mix any drugs together. Yeah. But MDMA and alcohol specifically, if you're drinking quite heavily, alcohol actually dulls the euphoria of the MDMA. So you're not going to get where you want to go. So what they're going to be doing sort of subjectively and what you're experiencing is actually cancelling each other out, which can cause you to take more than you maybe initially intended.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
So being aware of that, being aware of the correct dose, a lot of people who come through don't know what the correct dose is. They've never been told. They've just sort of, you know, where are you going to learn this? So 80 to 120 milligrams, typically a standard dose. What else would I want people to know? Get your drugs checked every time if you can. I hear a lot of people come in saying, oh, this looks different to how it normally does, so I thought I'd get it checked. Amazing. That's great. We love that. In a perfect world, you would get it checked every single time. You don't know what's in there. If it's a different batch, you might trust your dealer, but do you trust your dealer's dealer?
Oh, yeah. Good. That's a good quote.
Yeah.
No, that's really interesting. I didn't know that was the interaction between MDMA and alcohol.
Yeah, there's so, quite a few funny things that you just never learn about.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it.
Like, I hear often a lot of people, you know, getting sold gear at street parties or something and then being like, oh, you know, the gear I got sold was, like, fake or it doesn't work or anything. But I suppose that could also just be a side effect of, you know, being drunk and also doing that and then instinctively going to take more.
Also, MDMA has this weird sort of tolerance effect where if you sort of take it too close together, it doesn't seem to work much. Oh. So quite often I'll get people coming in saying,
like, if you take
it
too much
work.
At the same time.
Yeah, or if you, like, try and take it 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Quite often it definitely won't work as well. It might not work at all for you, depending on your, like, individual physiology. Also, sit and sitting are two really important things when it comes to drug use. We talk about it a lot with psychedelics and like getting set up for a trip, but it will affect any drug you're taking and any experience. So making sure you're in a good mindset and in a safe space is really important.
You've got people to watch over you.
Exactly. Trip sitters. God bless the trip sitters.
Yeah.
What else? Classic harm reduction things. Start low, go slow. You can always take more. You can't untake.
Yeah.
A dose, unfortunately.
100%. I think you can also find charts online or about like what drugs are okay to mix and take together and what aren't.
There's TripSit have done one, and Know Your Stuff have worked with them to sort of refine it and make it more New Zealand specific as well, which is really cool. So it's not like a huge in-depth thing, but it's a great quick reference for if you...
I know a lot of flats have it on their fridge because The Critic includes... these charts and like a lot of their issues.
Love
as well.
To see it. Yeah, I give them out at my clinic.
Awesome.
Got one of these on your fridge? Nope. All right, take it home.
Take it. Yeah. No, that's super, super important.
Yeah, be curious. Be curious. Yeah. It's the biggest thing you can do. There's lots of good online resources.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I feel like I can't think of much else in relation to the clinic itself that is super prevalent.
Yes.
I ask a lot of guests this. Have you watched any good movies recently?
Have I watched any good movies recently?
I'm not sure if there has been a lot of good movies that have come to theatres recently, to be honest.
No. I did last year, I think at the Fringe Festival, watched Weed Eaters. Coming out fully.
We did a giveaway for that a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
What was it about again?
So weed that turns you into cannibals.
Well,
yeah.
So that's a real risk if you don't get your drugs tested.
Okay. Could happen. Turn into a cannibal. Could happen to any of us.
Wow. Well, awesome. It's been really nice talking to you.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for coming in. Just to remind people, you can come to the Devo Clinic at 278D King Edward Street in South Dunedin.
5 days a week. We offer drug checking.
So is that Monday to Friday?
Tuesday to Saturday.
Good to know.
And 5 days a week. We offer drug checking, free, legal, confidential. I promise I'm really nice. It's mostly going to be me you're dealing with. You don't even have to talk if you don't want to. But please come down, come see us, come have a chat.
Yeah, super friendly, super important. Definitely get your drugs tested. Thank you so much for coming to talk to me, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It's been lovely.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.